the Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread for as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
For a loaf of bread. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at GrowMeUpTom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. This bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show is brought to you by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. This holiday season, think Mangrates. When I say this holiday season, you've got until close of business on Wednesday to order your Mangrates and get them the way they're going in time for the Christmas holiday. So this is a gift any guy would want, and if you want to get the special holiday discount, the Tom Likas Show holiday special, all you have to do is go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Mangrate banner, and pretty soon the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. Time is running out. It's Mangrates. Thank you for tuning in. All right, here it is, the bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, who, this was by design, we set this up, that he would come in after the drunk drivers were calling in. Because DUI is his thing.
This is the season for DUI, Tom.
This is.
There's no doubt about it.
You deck the halls. It's a it's a season for DUI.
Now, one of the great lessons that you've taught me in life, Tom, is what a fraud it all is, you know? And I think that to be a happy person or to be a relaxed person, you have to be able to, like, laugh it off and, you know, see it for how ridiculous it all is in life and all the craziness and all the things you're told and whatever. And listening to these guys rattling off about how they love driving drunk and all, it's like,
love it,
well over the top.
They do it all the time.
I'd like to say I believe the clients I'm helping are people that, you know, made a mistake and that sort of thing, you know. But Gary,
I like to believe that too.
Well, Gary was just talking about this plastic surgeon who's doing his own daughters or whatever. So, and not doing their nose, he's doing their boobs. So let's not leave anything out here.
Nice.
So, Tom, at our party from hell.
Yes.
No, but this is really on line with what I was just saying about what a bunch of fraud and bullshit it all is. You're gonna really appreciate this, Tom. So at our party from hell in Burbank the other day, which we all had a blast. I was told I sweated quite a lot for some reason, but anyway.
I said that.
I'm working hard, man. I don't know what to say.
I don't know what you do. Are you on the treadmill? Why, before you go up there, what are you doing?
I'm corralling these, you know, crazy nine Likette girls who are running in nine different directions.
Yeah, understood.
So, anyway, so this guy, is a P1 listener. I will spare us his name, but in any case, he knew that he'd be drinking, and he knew that he was going to party, and so he rented a hotel, a very responsible thing to do. And it's the one near there. It's the Safari or something of the sort.
Safari Inn, yes.
Right, so he rents a room there. And, I mean, I got to give the guy credit, you know, for all the stuff that they say, mothers against drunk driving and irresponsibility, and you're even saying bars shouldn't have parking lots, which is obviously true. So this guy said, I'm going to get drunk, I'm going to party, I'm not going to, you know, want to drive back to wherever. So he rents a hotel room, he checks in, he sets everything up, he goes to the party, and then the party finishes up at 2 in the morning or whatever, and he walks back to the hotel, which is really close to the party, and he gets arrested on the way back to the hotel walking for being drunk in public.
What?
No shit. I'm being serious.
And he wasn't harassing anybody. He wasn't fighting.
Minding his own business.
Really? Now,
you can't win for losing, right?
I always thought that when they arrested you for that, it's because you were causing some kind of
a ruckus. You're pissing people off, right?
Right.
No, he said it was deserted streets. I thought that the whole point, really talk about, you know, classically, you have this square friend who's the designated driver, right?
Or
you have this company that drives you home and takes like a Segway back or something, you know, trying to be responsible, right? Here's a guy, and it's exactly the thing. And I remember you talked about company Christmas parties and of the past that you had gone to where they encouraged the workers to get a hotel room, which then they, you know, used for affairs or whatever. But the point was is not to drive home drunk. I mean, that's very sensible. here's a guy who did the right thing, and he said, you know, the hell with it. I'm not going to get, driving drunk. I'm not going to get arrested. I'm going to walk to my hotel. It's only two blocks away. It was very close. And you see, you get fucked either way, Tom.
It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Now, let me ask a question so we don't know who he is.
Well, I know who he is.
I know, but I and the audience don't know who he is. So let me ask you a question about his case. When someone gets arrested like that for public drunkenness, what are the odds of making that stick?
Oh, forget it. I'm gonna beat it, of course.
Yeah, but, of course.
You know, the classic, person doesn't hire a lawyer, pleads guilty, gets fucked,
Right. I can't believe that would even stand up in court. I understand, Thomas. If someone's out there, someone gets thrown out of a place for fighting with the customers, or somebody is sitting in a movie theater shouting and causing a disturbance. I understand it's a tool you can use to control human behavior.
Honestly, you can be convicted, believe me.
But mostly because you didn't go out and hire an attorney.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, it's a whole different world when you have a lawyer and when you don't. You know that. I've talked to a number of people who have been in all kinds of crazy situations. But, again, this is the thing we talked about with the echo effect, where people are convicted for drunk driving, and they figure, oh, what can you do? Everyone's got one of those, right? You always kidding around that everyone who knows at least one person,
right,
who has a DUI or whatever.
In Southern California, that's absolutely true.
So I talked to a guy who's been arrested lately for a DUI. And, I don't know if this is my ambition, but his ambition, was to get a nice, cozy, safe government job. He wanted to work for the Department of Water and Power, which is actually a union gig, and it's got a pension and a lot of other good stuff. Well, I just said to him, if you get this DUI conviction, you're never going to get that job. They're not going to hire you. You're driving a van. You're driving a van for the city. There's no freaking way someone with a bad driving record or any blemish on his record is going to get, a job like that. And people don't realize how that happens, how these things multiply.
I had back when I believe in doing this kind of thing, I had a relationship with a woman who she did not want to tell me she did a DUI. I had to kind of figure it out. But here's what she did do. I was asking her, I know what you do for a living now. What are some of the other things you've done? She said, well, I worked at a hospital. I was, I didn't work there. I was kind of a volunteer at a hospital.
Yeah.
I was like a candy striper. I was like a volunteer at a hospital.
More like court ordered.
Yeah. And she said, at one point I just worked for Caltrans. Those people out there on the freeway for counseling, I used to do that. And I started putting two and two together. Let's see. You volunteered at a hospital. You you worked for Caltrans and did something out on the freeway. I'm guessing you picked up trash. And I finally said, let me guess. DUI, right? And she was very sheepish about it. Like, are you still going to want to go out with me like that? But you could tell.
Wow.
She was a boozer, and she'd gotten caught.
Wow.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
But I know many, many people. And like I have said on the show many times, among the punishments, because I don't believe California wants to eliminate drunk driving. I think they want to generate as much revenue. They want to monetize drunk driving as much as they can. So what you have here is a system where you go to an alcohol re-education program. And that means they've got some rented office space in an industrial park somewhere, and you show up there at the crack of dawn, or you show up at night after work, and you go in, and you've got somebody who is an alcoholic or a recovering alcoholic, call them what you will, who is there, and according to every report I've heard, because thank God I haven't had to do this, but according to every report I've heard, here's what happens. You go in, and the guy is telling you, if you had driven in the right lane, you wouldn't have been caught. If you didn't have your windows in the wrong position, you would have gotten caught. In essence, he was telling you all the things you could have done to not get arrested.
To do it smarter next time.
So it was alcohol education, all right. He was telling you how to drive drunk and not get caught. And you're paying the state of California for this privilege. That's pretty amazing stuff.
Well, society still thinks that the big mistake you make is getting caught, apparently.
Unbelievable.
Not actually doing the thing.
Right.
Well, anyway, on that note, Does Dino have my person set up?
Yes, he does.
All right, I really want to talk to this.
He's giving his name. Should we give his name?
Sure.
All right. It's Rick in Orange County. Rick, you're here with your attorney, Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Rick, you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm pretty happy tonight, Adam.
All right, so I want to tell the story to our listeners about what happened.
Okay.
You know, I don't just do DUIs. I also do different kinds of traffic tickets. And you have a daughter who's a little bit of a hellion. And as I understand, she got herself a ticket, what was it, 110 miles an hour, something like that?
103.
103, Tom. How's that?
103.
All right.
By the way, where in Southern California can you even drive 103 anymore? You know, when I drive the Lexus, it's got that little computer on the dashboard, and it tells me that my average speed driving around is 14 miles an hour. How do you drive 103 miles an hour? Where do you go?
I think she was on the open road, Tom.
Was she on the toll road or something? I bet she was on the toll road. That's where nobody on the toll road.
She had a really interesting thing. She was claiming to me that she believed that her car couldn't go 103. Do you remember?
So she needed to find out?
Remember? Remember Rodney King had a Hyundai when he was arrested, remember? And,
yes.
And they said the officers claimed he was going like 110, and the Hyundai's chairman came out, like one of the engineers, and he said that car couldn't even go that fast if you tried, right?
That's exactly right.
Right, so that was kind of her vibe. Plus, she was on like going downhill or something like that?
Yeah, she was going downhill. She was in Banning, Tom.
Oh, in Banning.
All right, well, let's not be too specific here, okay?
All right.
Okay.
But anyway, so what happened with Rick was very intense. Rick called me in the past few days, and I didn't know if he's, you know, just a tire kicker or whatever. He was, like, asking me a lot of questions. I talked to his daughter, and then he literally hired me yesterday, like late in the day practically, and the hearing was actually today. And I had to drive all the way out to this faraway court. And what happened, Rick? It sounded, you seemed pretty happy at the end.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I just got the text from my daughter that said she texted you, I guess, asking you what happened, and she said dismissed.
How's that, Tom? How's that for results?
Dismissed.
Fucking
on
A,
what
man.
Basis? Tell me. I have to know.
I can't give away all my secrets, Tom.
Oh, come on, Adam. You know I'm dying to hear it. Come on.
Well, suffice it to say that the cop, I mixed him up. Let's just say.
Really?
He didn't know what to think.
He didn't remember the facts of the case. Love when that happens.
Now, one of the things that would have been much more rational in this case is that there was kind of a thing, Rick, right? I think your daughter was like a little upset about it and she wasn't going to tell you or something, because a lot of time went by.
Well, what happened was she called me with it. She says, Dad, I have a proposition. I said, okay. And she texts me and she says, I need $1,000. I said, $1,000 for what? And she said,
she's buying stock
to pay the court. and immediately I called her and said, what? What court? And she goes, you know, the ticket I got for going 103 miles an hour. And oh, here I am ambushed. And I'm like going, you've got to be kidding
now,
me.
Now, what did Tom tell you about having children, Rick?
Right.
Oh, come on. Yeah, it never
this
stopped,
is right? What you get.
Okay, but she's paying me back, okay?
All right, that's good to know.
Yeah.
But the vibe was, though, Tom, there's a whole process, and I would have liked to have done it a little more orderly. I think also she made some statements to the cop. But one of the things that she didn't do, and this is something that I'm glad that was reminded of this, and I want to share with the listeners today, this comes up a lot, and people are in this kind of situation being pulled over by this cop, you know, with a gun and a badge and all, and they get a little intimidated, and sometimes very intimidated. But if the cop tells you that you've gone whatever, 103 or whatever speed, you should ask him, how do you know that? Which means, was it pacing or was it radar? Was it laser radar? These are all different things. And then get this, Tom, if it was radar or laser radar, you should ask the officer to show you the machine. And they actually have like a little radar device, which looks like kind of like a gun in a way, and it has a little digital readout, like an LED, and it shows the speed. And you, as the person being accused, have the right to see that. A lot of people don't do that, and I, as I recall, Rick, your daughter wasn't very clear from the cop what had happened exactly.
Yeah, he didn't explain anything to her, or nor did she ask any questions like that or anything. So she was basically flying blind, and it's funny, Tom, because she was expecting to go into the court and fight this on her own. I immediately told her, I said, no, we're calling Adam Sachs.
Oh, my. Good for you.
All right. How'd you like that, Tom? Now we're talking, right?
Now that is good.
And then Rick said, he wrote me an email yesterday, something very nefarious. You said, I think, Rick, you said, don't disappoint me or something.
Oh, really?
That's some mafia shit, Tom.
Don't disappoint me or else.
What was that line, Rick? I forget.
It was exactly what you said, but it wasn't in a mafia.
He did say.
I would have said call Dino.
Oh, shit.
No, it was in a way, you know, please don't disappoint me. I didn't want my daughter to be disappointed because this is kind of like one of the first times that I've really helped her out of a bind. And because she's pretty independent, and I let her be that way, I like that. But so it's the first time that I kind of interjected and said, "No, you got to listen to your dad on this one, and let's call Adam Sachs because he'll take."
I thought there was going to be some revenge on me if I blew the case somehow.
No.
You didn't give me a lot to work with, you know.
I know. I got that. You're right, Adam. We didn't, and you prevailed, and I'm very impressed.
All right, so Tom, here we got some real stuff. Okay.
Nice.
Couldn't have made this up, right, Rick? You're real, aren't you?
I'm a real guy. I hired Adam Sachs.
Like he would say it if he wasn't.
And what about having kids, Rick? How do you feel about that now?
Hey, I love my kids. Come on, man. You can't be like that.
You have to say you love your kids.
You have to say that.
That's a different topic. You know, that's on different topics.
Great minds think alike, Tom.
Unconditional love. Come on.
No, but seriously, I mean, we have to talk about this just for one second. I mean, how old is she? 19?
19.
And you're still bailing her out. Come on.
Well, like I said, she's paying me back. I didn't bail her out 100%.
I don't think she paid me. I think it was you.
It was me, but she's good. Got a good job, and that's part of the reason why we needed this thing to disappear, because she used her car for work.
Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about before. A ticket of that high a speed, Tom, is not a traffic school story. That's serious, you know?
It was a $950 ticket.
Yeah, and that would also mess up insurance and everything else.
Big time. And, Adam, by the way, she is very appreciative, and we've talked about it, the insurance and everything, and she really gets it now. She's got it now.
I don't want her to get the wrong lesson. This is important also, Tom. I got people that I knock out their DUI, I get it dismissed, and then 2 weeks later they get arrested again. And the one thing I really wanted for you, Rick, especially, and I'm not trying to be a prick or anything, but I wanted her to learn a lesson. I wanted her to realize that she got by the skin of her teeth, and next time it's not going to be as lucky, you know?
And I got that message from you, Adam, and I related it to her. I mean, it's not word for word, but I passed on the message, the thought that you can't keep jerking around like this. You got to slow down. You got to quit fucking around. This is real life, real serious, and you're going to dodge a bullet, but this is the last one.
There you go.
I told her that this is the last time I'm going to help her out. I'm one time, and that's it. Slow the fuck down, or it's over.
So you tell me girls don't need fathers, Tom?
Come on. Of course they need fathers. The boys need them more.
Well, I think they both do, tell you the truth.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good work, Rick. Thanks a lot. I'm glad I helped you.
Hey, no. Let me say good work to you, Adam, and for all you guys that are listening, Adam Sachs is the shit. It does work. If you have any doubts, put his number in your phone, because that's what I've done. Everybody I know, Adam, that knows about this, my daughter's been kind of quiet about it, but everybody that knows, my brother, my family, I have a brother, a nephew that's a lawyer, I've told them all about you, and they all want your number. So.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Okay? I really appreciate it.
No worries. Okay, Adam, thanks.
We're going to put that quote in the next commercial.
That's
Adam
a good
Sachs
one, huh, Tom?
Is the shit, according to Rick.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know if that's strictly a compliment.
Adam Sachs got me $2.1 million.
Yeah.
Do you see what being a parent is like, Tom? It never fucking goes, man.
I know.
The kid's like 20 years old almost, and she's still coming back to daddy for trouble.
That's right.
No, oh, God.
Wouldn't do that. Wouldn't do that in a million years.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Wouldn't do it. No way. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Adam Sachs with your legal questions. And this time he's talking about the crimes. You've been accused of crimes. Maybe you did them. Maybe you didn't do them. Maybe you did them and they can't prove it. Maybe there's a way out. It could be DUI. It could be other crimes. If you have questions about criminal law, our guest, as you just heard, has a lot of experience helping people get out of sticky situations. So here's our telephone number. Some free legal advice is coming your way right now. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
This holiday season, think Mangrates. Mangrates are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates that you use with your existing grill. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve that steakhouse flavor you've been looking for and those perfect grilling marks. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Hundreds of Likas listeners have already put Mangrates to the test. Take advantage of their Tom Likas Show holiday special today. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com and... as a bonus, every order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Order today, and the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com. It's Mangrates.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poon Jai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny, terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor. Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
You're faster, harder.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000, or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
Hammer time.
Oh, yes. The Tom Likas Show with free legal advice for you with attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Don't forget, by the way, it's your last chance coming up in the next 24 hours or so to get a Mangrate delivered to the griller in your life for the holidays. If you want it delivered on time, in time for the holiday, why don't you just go to blowmeuptom.com right now, click on the Mangrate banner. You get a discount just for being a Tom Likas Show listener. And honestly, if you are casting about for a gift, you can't figure out what to get for a guy who loves to grill. Mangrates, we use them here at the studio. And let the guy who you know who likes to grill, let him start using them. Well, if he has a studio, you can use them there or at home. Wherever he goes. Just go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Mangrate banner. That's it. Okay. 901-3000-TOM, that is our telephone number. It's free legal advice with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Here comes Matt in Glendale, California. Matt, I say California because it's Glendale, Arizona, too. Matt, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Okay.
What's going on?
This is my situation. Back in October, I got a DUI, and so immediately, when I got the DUI, I refused the test and got arrested and all that. Had to spend the night in jail before my brothers bailed me out and all that stuff. And all that happened. And then, like the next day when I got out, I immediately went and tried to find a lawyer. Now, I didn't know what the hell to look for, but luckily, you know, once you get arrested, your name goes in the system, and then I guess whatever charges you get charged for, whatever, they spread that information out. So I got a bunch of offers from a bunch of different lawyers, and I went with a guy that, you know, he sounds like he's got a great standing reputation handling the, like, DUIs and stuff.
Right.
The thing is also is that when I got busted, I also was in possession of some drugs.
Oh, dear.
Because when I got busted, it was the night before my birthday. And so a bunch of my friends took me out down to Hollywood. So we went to this club, partying, the whole nine yards and whatnot. And later that night, I was trashed. There's no denying it. I was messed up. And so my buddies tried to get me to pass out at his place. But, you know, I had work the next day. So in my head, immediately all I can think of was, it's late, I got to get home. And so when everybody wasn't looking, I snuck out, tried to drive home. But, you know, I'm trashed. So on my way home, I realized that I'm not going to make it. So I pulled over and tried to pass out. The problem is, though, is that when I pulled over into this center median and fell asleep like that.
Oh, jeez. So see, this is like, but Matt, isn't this like the guy from the party? It's like you try to do the right thing and you get fucked anyway, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I really did, and because of that, I was screwed and whatnot and all that. So immediately I went and called one of the lawyers who looked like he had a history with DUIs and like criminal drug charges and stuff. And everything was going great and whatnot until we set everything up. Everything was good, booked him, great. But then I hadn't heard from him because my court case or my hearing isn't until January. And because I haven't heard from him, I thought everything was great. But yesterday, I went to my mailbox, because I don't have my mail delivered at home. I have it sent over to, like, one of those mailbox et ceteras. And when I checked it, I have a bunch of manila envelopes in there. And when I open one up, I find this notice that I've been dropped by my attorney and that they've scheduled a hearing with the driver's safety office for tomorrow.
Oh,
and
geez.
So immediately I'm like, what the hell? I call these guys.
No, but
like,
why did he drop you?
Well, I guess apparently when I called them, it was after like the attorney had already gone home. And what they were telling me is that I've been behind on my payments. And I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be possible. We had this all ironed out. We have a payment plan set up. Everything's supposed to be going great. I'm like, what happened? All right, let me go through my records and find out what's going on. When I went online and checked my bank statement, the day that they were supposed to charge my account, I look and I got hit with all my my automatic bill pays for all my bills, all my whole house bills, like my gas bills, my phone bills, all that stuff hit like the days before. So I didn't even know that the initial payment didn't go through. So I'm like, holy crap. So I call them back. I'm like, look, this is what we can do. I can't give you everything that you guys are asking for, but give me until like the end of, I'll give you a bunch of it now. Give me to the end of the week, and then we'll get squared up. Because you know this is my last week before my company goes on break. So this week I'm gonna get my pay plus my bonus pay for the year. So I'll be like, guys, I can give you more than enough, and then we can be straight. Just so that you can work with me. I had no idea what was going on because, you know, it's the holidays. I'm laying low, especially after that. Like, I haven't really spoken to my friends and all that because I'm not trying to get in trouble again because I can't afford to. So I've been doing nothing. I've just been going home after work, going to sleep, going back to work, rinse, repeat. I just have been doing everything I can to stay out of trouble and just stay fucking on the lam. And because of it, the lawyer won't even talk to me. He's like, you know what? No, you've been dicking us around. I'm like, no, I just had no idea, because they sent me like two emails over the course of like these past couple of months, and I didn't catch them because I get a lot of junk mail, so I don't even really check my email anymore because there's never anything good in there, and so I completely missed it. And I have no missed calls from these guys unless they're calling me from restricted numbers that I haven't answered, and usually they call me when I'm
okay, okay, Matt, you got to take a breath. Okay.
sorry, but I'm
no, I understand.
Right
now. Listen, that's not very nice. One of the things that you know I do, and I always talk about this, is I give people my cell phone number, okay? I have had lots of examples, like you're talking about people that, you know, maybe it was an honest mistake. They gave me a credit card that didn't go through, or the check bounced, or the payment didn't get processed, or whatever. You know, the first thing I do is I call them and I say, hey, what's going on? So, obviously, you know, this guy was kind of cruel. He just sort of dumped you, and he didn't really give you a chance to fix it. Not very fair, you know? It doesn't speak very highly of him. One of the things that you're talking about is what's called, you'll love this, Tom, jail mail, okay?
What?
Yeah, this is something that's known among lawyers. I don't do this, but there is actually a list that's compiled every day of every person that gets arrested in the different counties of California and elsewhere. And so what happened to you, Matt, I think, is that because you got a DUI, all the DUI lawyers that do this buy that list every day and send like a postcard. Like, that's the jail mail, because you get it in jail or whatever. You get it after you've been in jail. And they send a postcard, and that's how you, I guess, found this lawyer. And the only thing I can say is that it's really cruel that he left you kind of high and dry. It's really wrong. There's a thing that's called client abandonment, which is when you abandon your client. You're not supposed to do that. And when you have a court date, you know, the consequences of not showing up are a big deal for the other person. And it's hard when somebody doesn't pay me or screws around with me with money, and then there's a court in a few hours, and I don't know if I should go or not. But as a lawyer, I have a responsibility to go and to do the best I can. But then the problem is that you call the client afterwards and he doesn't want to pay you because, you know, he already got what he wanted or whatever, if he's dishonest. So there's kind of a little give and take there. I'm really sorry that it happened to you this way, Matt. And all I can say is that you might want to, you know, start with somebody else. That guy doesn't sound too terrific to me.
Yeah, definitely. And so
I think that was cruel, you know. That was very cruel to just cut you off.
What a story.
Yeah, and the lawyer wouldn't even talk to me. Like, when I called his office.
That's mean.
They kept saying that he wasn't in.
Well, that's the whole thing of access, you know. And again, you know, as I said, I give you my cell phone so you're able to reach me. But, you know, generally speaking, you have a few different layers. And it would be unusual for you to call the White House and get the president on the line, you know. You've got secretaries, you've got assistants. You've got to deal with Gary before you can talk to Tom, you know. So there's definitely a few layers of access to a person, and I try to avoid that. But, you know, the bottom line is most lawyers are like that. And obviously they were giving you this little kind of runaround telling you, you know, he doesn't want to come to the phone or whatever. And the reason why is because he's mad that the payment didn't process, basically.
Yeah.
Cruel as it is. I mean, you know, this is a business, right?
Yeah, and so that's why I tried to. All I could do was plead with his people, be like, "Look, okay, let's set up a payment plan starting now."
I got to tell you,
Matt, in my account, and we.
I had a case. Actually, this is Tom. You actually met this guy briefly. He was my assistant at the party. Great guy, Kelvin.
Yeah.
Definitely P1,
mm-hmm.
And he was helping me at the holiday party from hell. But he had actually hired another lawyer before he knew me, and he literally couldn't get the guy on the phone for like a month. And then
a month, he
just fucking around with him on his divorce. And so he hired me, and then I'm calling the guy. He's giving me a hard time, and he had already paid. So just the process of firing the guy, getting the file, getting the money back, was a major production. There are a lot of lawyers out there, I'm sorry to say, who will, you know, take some money from you and then just disappear into the woodwork. And you can see that Matt here has a hearing tomorrow or something, Matt. Is that right?
Yeah, it's with the driver safety
office.
Yeah,
you can't do that yourself. You need a lawyer to do that. So you want to hire me tonight, I'll help you out. I don't know what to say. I feel bad. I'm really sorry this happened to you like this. But I wouldn't go back to that guy. I would write him off. If you want to hire someone else, whatever, no hard feelings. But that guy has already burned you, I think. And he shows that he's kind of callous. You know, one of the things that's heavy for me, you know, I talked to a guy today whose sister was killed by a drunk driver over the weekend, Tom.
Wow.
And he wants to sue the insurance or the other driver or whatever, which is all fine. And I just, you know, I got kind of upset talking to him. You know, you got to be a human being. It's like, Jesus, the guy's sister's dead. I said, listen, you don't have to hire me today. You know, you can take care of your sister, deal with your family, go to the funeral, whatever. And, you know, there's plenty of time to file a lawsuit, you know, and get back to me when you're ready. I don't think it's reasonable. You talk to someone. I always talk to people that have just been arrested or they've just been released or whatever. They just posted bail. And, you know, you're dealing with human beings, and they're really upset. And I always try to, you know, have a little bit of humanity and kindness. And here, this person you're talking about, I don't even know who it is, but, you know, you're concerned about your drunk driving thing, and he could care less. That's fucked up.
Unbelievable.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. We have more calls coming up.
What's wrong, Tom?
Nothing at all.
I said that's wrong.
Oh, that's wrong. You're asking me what's wrong.
Right.
Clearing my throat.
I know you're doing great.
I am doing great.
I'm just saying, I think it's wrong that somebody, you know, in a way, I mean, part of the job is, you know, you got to care. You got to care at least to some degree. Maybe it's not good to get too emotionally involved, but, I mean, these people are having personal problems, and this lawyer is telling them, hey, fuck you, cutting them off like that.
901-3000-TOM, that is our telephone number. We're here with Attorney Adam Sachs. You may have legal questions. He will answer your questions right here if you call right now. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. And now that Matt is gone, we have an opening on the board right now. If you call 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You guys know about vaping, right? Vaping. The alternative to smoking. You can get your nicotine fix without all the tar and harmful chemicals. If you vape, you're interested in vaping or looking for an alternative to cigarettes. Let me turn you on to our P1s over at GQ Vape. GQ Vape offers unique quality blends. Now, these guys are doing so well that you can find their products nationwide and you can buy direct. Just go to GQVape.com. That's GQVape.com. They offer a variety of flavors, including fruit, candy, coffee, and tea with varying nicotine levels, or even blends with no nicotine at all. It's GQVape.com. They're even taking applications for wholesale inquiries, and you can fill one out right there at GQVape.com. They guarantee fast delivery and great customer service. So check them out today. It's GQVape.com.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
Is your small business online? If not, you're probably missing out on potential clients. And that's a problem. Let the guys at Premium Interactive take care of it for you. The same team that produced BlowMeUpTom.com is ready to help you expand your market reach by doing everything from logo and web design to creating effective and efficient online marketing strategies. Check them out at PremiumInteractive.com. They've been promoting large to small businesses online for over a decade, and they're ready to put all of their experience to work for you. Now visit PremiumInteractive.com right now for a special limited time promotion called the Express Website Solution. And it starts at just $699. That's right. For just $699, you can have a complete and professionally designed website. It's PremiumInteractive.com. Just mention the Tom Likas Show and get an extra 20% off. It's time to get your business online. Get started today with PremiumInteractive.com.
Hammer time.
What's not like a show, a bonus hour? With criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. And your calls at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866 for free legal advice, for Christ's sake. Yay, by the 118 freeway. Some people call it the Ronald Reagan freeway. The Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
Well, about 2.5 months ago, I got a speeding ticket about 4 a.m. I'm on my way to work, and, they pull me over. I tell them, hey, what's going on? And he's all, well, we pulled you over for speeding. And he's all, why don't you look at my finger? Keep your head straight and just follow my finger with your eyes. I said, dude, I'm going to work. I ain't fucking drunk. And he's all, just follow my eyes. I said, I ain't following shit.
See,
he
goes, give me the ticket. You didn't use the F word with the cop, right?
Actually, I did.
Great.
And, you know, so he gave me the ticket, came back, and I signed it.
Yeah.
And he said, go ahead and go to work.
But oh, okay.
I've never received anything in the mail since then. And it's been 2.5 months. And I'm contemplating calling the court.
No, but you said you got a ticket, right?
Yeah, he wrote me out one.
So
but
the ticket,
you know, usually,
the ticket would have a court date on it.
Oh, damn. So then I might have a warrant out for my arrest?
Yeah, I would say. You really need to get a lawyer when these things happen, okay?
Well, you know, usually...
Come on, Tom, let him have it.
I know. What can I say? You're crazy. You're crazy not to have a lawyer.
I was waiting for the piece of paper in the mail to tell me what my options were.
I know, that's not going to get you off, okay?
By the way, your attorney should be telling you what your options are. You don't be trusting other people to tell you that.
My favorite was in the movie Clueless, Tom, where she gets a second notice. She goes, what was the first notice? And the father says, the ticket was the first notice.
Oh, damn.
Come on, bro. Please, don't be like this, okay?
So
do me a favor, Rav. Send me a fax of your ticket and your driver's license, and we'll look it up, okay?
All right.
But you got to remember that ultimately the responsibility is with you. You know, nobody's looking out for you. It's
right.
Something they've given you notice. You've been pulled over. When you sign the ticket, what you're signing is your promise to appear. And so if you don't appear, they call the case, and you get a bench warrant, and you're literally subject to arrest. So that's nonsense. For a freaking speeding ticket, give me a break.
Yeah, damn.
Come on. You can't let these things. I know it's silly, but we put this in one of my commercials that we run here at The New Normal. Something like, you know, you can't let a legal problem mess up your life. That's not a joke. I mean, just think about it. You get pulled over now, or you have some contact with the police in some other situation, and the cops are like, hey, man, you got a warrant. So they arrest you, and you spend the night in jail, and some nasty guy in jail beats you up. Right? Come on.
Yeah.
You need that?
I'm going to put you on with Dean. I'm going to hook you up with Adam, of course.
No problem.
And we'll see what we can do here. Now, let's talk about these traffic tickets for a moment before we wrap up here for this hour.
But just remember, it's the season for DUI, Tom, so that's number one.
It is the season for DUI and the saturation patrols.
Oh,
checkpoints. I mean, it's insane.
By the way, I'm partnering with Mr. Checkpoint.
Oh, nice.
So he's going to put me in his thing. Senator and I work something out, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
And those checkpoints are everywhere. Jesus.
Oh, it's out of control.
So what do you want to know about tickets?
Well, here's the thing. How far down the food chain do you fight these things? You know, you fight parking tickets. You fight jaywalking tickets. I mean, honestly, they can give you a ticket for breathing in and breathing out, okay? How far down do you take this?
I'm just on a personal level. I have gotten numerous parking tickets in like West Hollywood and so forth, and I fight them and I always win them. And that's just, you know, for $50 or whatever. That's just for fun or whatever. I think that you have to really ask yourself who you are. And this is particularly in the case of DUI. You know, if you had a DUI, if it's only one and it was just bullshit, can you deal with having the conviction? Can you deal with being on probation? Is this going to hurt your career? I mean, you, Tom, have your own business, so no one's looking over your shoulder.
That's right.
But if you have to respond to a human resources department or someone's going to come in, and it's the same thing we talked about with restraining orders and domestic violence. I mean, if you work in an office with women, you can't have a domestic violence restraining order with your wife because your company is going to find out about it, and they're going to fire you, okay? And if you think about someone, we had a call about a month or two ago from a guy who was in nursing school. Okay, and he had a DUI. Tom, he's not going to be able to get his license. He just isn't. And people have to recognize that. Now, if you told me that you're a roofer and you're going on roofs and pounding in nails and tiles or whatever, I don't know, plead guilty. Save the money, I guess. Don't get a lawyer. You'll serve probation, big frickin' deal, and that'll be the end of it. You know, you'll pay a few thousand in fines. I mean, in my opinion, you should always fight. But you have to think about not just the short term. A lot of people are in court and they're saying, I'll just pay it, just get it over with. Because court's a very bad experience for a lot of people. You know, they're under a lot of pressure. But then the problem is they get their insurance bill a few weeks later and their Allstate has doubled and tripled their policy cost. People don't think about that. People say to me, oh, geez, you want $800, you want $1,000, that's a lot of money. I say it's a bargain. Think about it.
Right. By the way, I have had you know, tickets for going 30 miles over the limit and things like that. Forget about the fine you're going to pay.
Which is
you're
a lot, pay, by the way. They've increased them all, Tom.
I know. And you drive through that Kern County as you're going north, they're going to get you.
Yep.
They're going to get you.
They're strict.
But what happens to your insurance for the next 18 months or 2 years is
right.
insane.
Yep, yep, yep.
Way more than the cost of the ticket.
Yes, and now think about if you drove a van, if you were a DirecTV installer or whatever it is for some kind of company or utility or some public entity, they're going to see this ticket thing or they're going to see the DUI. They're going to fire you, Tom. You're not going to be able to drive a public thing. And maybe you work in a factory or a warehouse and you're driving a forklift.
Right.
If you've got a DUI, they're not going to let you do it anymore. They don't want you around. There's all issues lately now. Think about it. You talk about the corporate world. You're making fun of, you know, Mitt Romney and Wall Street and all that. They don't want any bullshit, okay? What do they need you for with your fucking DUI hurting someone at the office? They would much rather fire you and get someone who's got a clean record.
Right. Or just fire you.
Well, that's another story.
How can people get in touch with you?
Well, I answer my own phone, as I've said a million times. I still get the shocked responses, Tom. But I do try, and if I do miss the call, I always call everyone back. Call me at 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I'm going to be around the next couple of weeks. This is the heavy, heavy time, so please don't drink and drive. But if you get caught, give me a call. You can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website at adamlawyer.com.
Program Adam's number into your phone because you'll
be
too drunk to dial it when you really need it most.
Well, you know what I gave out at the party, Tom? I gave out little USB memory sticks.
Oh, nice.
With my phone and my name on the side.
Very nice.
So that was very popular. A lot of people like those.
Love that. All right, Adam Sachs, you can find him. You got his phone number. You got his website. You got his email address. Hopefully you will not need Adam's services, but if you do, now you know how to find him.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys of Gary's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
We are brought to you in part by Beck. Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's
Yay.
Beer Magazine. Some women drinkers are more susceptible to liver disease. They say in general women are because of their smaller stature and the fact that they have less body water than men do. So even moderate drinking could drive your bitch into the grave.
Right. So if you want to
keep on feeding her.
Yeah, if you want to encourage a quick end to your relationship, encourage the drinking.
Right.
And yeah, that'll be it.
Delicate little livers. And don't handle the booze all that well.
This is no weird study. This is a very serious ass study. So this one counts.
Yeah, no, it's the real deal. By the way, I don't know if you've seen the recent study regarding marijuana and how they claim that teenagers who smoke enough marijuana tend to show sort of signs of schizophrenia when they examine their brains. Our friends at Harvard say, fuck that. It's totally not true.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought prolonged marijuana use and excessive marijuana use caused you to sweat under your armpits and talk gibberish and do crazy stuff. Is that not? Oh.
Yeah, you got to throw other stuff in there, too, to make that happen. It's not. That's just not the
right.
Weed.
I take that back. I'm sorry. That's in addition to
right.
Weed. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, the weed's just to bring you down from what you've been up for, 3 days.
Are you sure we're not lizarding it up? Okay.
We are
that
not.
That Timson's quite a smoker.
A high school volleyball coach here in East Los Angeles has been charged with sexually molesting two teenage girls. Apparently banging 15-year-olds in his pickup truck.
Well, it turns out, according to police, that Jonathan Adam Roldan is charged with fooling around with a couple of teens in the back of that truck. There, they say that I guess he may have even had a relationship with one of them. So it's going to be some trouble.
Well, this is some relationship
proven to be true.
Because, John 23.
It's hard for people to swallow this one because, as one student says, this is very hard because he was such a good coach. And I guess girls feel uncomfortable now.
I hate to see that happen. He was doing such a good job as a coach.
Well,
turns out he was banging your daughter in the back of his pickup truck.
Our friend Rodin, I buy a lot of his paintings. Being held on $1 million.
They're saying there are probably more where this came from.
This is going to be bad because...
In terms of girls, he's bad.
Three felony counts of unlawful intercourse, oral copulation of a person under 16, and sexual penetration by a foreign object involving the first alleged victim. That basically, it probably deducts down to like a dildo or something.
Well, I'm hoping so.
Well, foreign object.
I don't know. Foreign object could be anything.
That's true. I'm hoping.
What was he sticking up there?
I don't know. But
no, I'm curious. The rest of it, the oral copulation.
If convicted, our friend is looking at 10 years in state prison.
Hate to see that happen.
He's going to get some sex there, too.
Yeah. Bizarre incident in Tarzana last night. Driver allegedly set off a chain reaction car crash.
Mm-hmm.
About six, seven cars sitting in a light, waiting for the light to change, and our boy comes just barreling along.
Yeah.
Nails the first car in line. That has a 60-year-old woman driver in it. She's dead on impact, and she goes careening into everybody else. But here's where it gets weird. Dude gets out of the car after a minute or two, walks over to the convenience store,
right?
Grabs himself a six-pack of beer.
What the hell are you doing? And he just drank the beer.
Yeah. Sat there and drank the beer, waiting for the cops to come. They're trying to figure out, what the fuck exactly what he was thinking. Maybe, this is a concept. If you're driving drunk... And then you're seen drinking after the accident. How are they going to prove that you were drinking before the accident?
I've heard this before. You quickly down. It's been one of those questions that had been asked when we did the terrestrial version of the show. This was asked of another DUI attorney, and he would never quite answer that question on purpose.
Man.
But they say if you quickly down a beer right in front of the cop, what are they going to say?
You're tainting the evidence.
Right. You're still driving drunk.
Well, not necessarily.
Right?
No, because you're out of the car. Hmm. You've left the scene of the accident, and now you're drinking.
Well, here's what happened. First of all, what sucks is there was the impact was between a Taurus and a Saturn. Automatically,
yes.
The Saturn
loses.
Yeah, Saturn's out, and our nice woman who passed away was in that Saturn, so she didn't make it.
No,
the Taurus, of course, is
Taurus doing just fine, and our boy was making a six pack of Blue Moon sitting on the curb.
Speed apparently was a factor in the event. That's according to police. Other drivers involved the crash say that the driver of the Taurus looked quite unbalanced. He appeared drunk, and he did something to his arm. Like, he was bleeding. He was very intoxicated, because he couldn't even stand up straight. That's what one of the people who witnessed the crash and the dude described.
He gets drunk really fast on beers.
Yeah.
After an accident.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for him. Blue Moon, not really the best choice. Maybe the only on hand at that Quick E Mart. So who knows if that was the only good beer available for him.
Michael Jordan apparently having identical twins.
I'll tell you what, though. The one thing we're going to go ahead and give is airness is his choice in chicks. This chick's pretty hot, man.
She's all right.
Sprito chick.
Don't be knocking her up, though.
No. He blew that a long time
ago. Dude's already got three kids.
Go for the daughter.
Doesn't need it anymore.
Have you seen her daughter?
No.
Evelyn Lozada? She has a 20-year-old daughter.
No, Michael Jordan.
Who's Evelyn Lozada with? Isn't it Michael Jordan?
No, Evelyn Lozada's with some other dude. Now, you're right about that. She is with somebody.
Is the chick that Michael Jordan is with Cuban and have six letters and six letters?
Yes, Yvette Prieto. Holy fuck. No, I mean, that is funny that you did get that.
Sorry I screwed up, but you know why.
Yeah, it's the same. Let's find out who Evelyn Lozada's with. You're right about that.
I'm Rain Man. Chad Ochocinco, I think.
She was, wasn't she?
Was?
Was with him? I don't know. Oh, no, now she was with him and married him, but she's on to somebody else now. She was with Chad. And this
her daughter's
like,
hot.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
How old is she? Oh, she's 38.
And the daughter's 20.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense. She had a daughter at... Oh, I see the daughter.
That's the way they do.
A baby, I don't know.
Finally, speaking
of
Jordan...
Oh, she's a baseball dude, Tom. That's probably why you know.
I don't know if you've seen
Crawford.
This, but the scene at a Columbus, Ohio mall with people trying to get the new Air Jordans.
Yeah.
By the way, they didn't even have any in stock. All they were doing was waiting to get a voucher to get them in the future, like a week down the road.
Oh,
they
literally avoid the craziness.
They literally broke through
the
glass door. Huh? Of the fucking store.
Wait a minute. Of the place that's not even selling them yet?
No. Like, check out the GIF. I sent you the story.
No, I got it.
You just see the guy.
Shit.
They're just wrecking
it. It's like the Hodge.
They stampeded right through the fucking glass door.
It's the Hodge,
just
man.
Just to get the vouchers to get the Air Jordans, which are like $1.75 a pop.
Wow. No, but oh, you're right. It shatters right through. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Just right through the fucking glass doors.
Yeah.
That's how great they get.
Real.
Exactly. There's plenty more on newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us.
I'm Gary.
He's Dino. Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find us. It's a brand new show every Friday. GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.